Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in adoption in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're very glad that you're listening in today. We are here at the beginning of a new year, 2018, and January 2nd, and it's always such an exciting time for all of us, beginning anew and afresh, and especially here for Adoption Focused on our podcast. We're looking forward to another fantastic year of interesting adoption-related topics, and we've appreciated the support and followership that we have received from all of our listening audience. Today, I'm excited that we're going to be talking with Mark and Denise about their experience, and today's topic is seeing the journey to the end. And so this is a really interesting story, and I hope that you can stay with us, and I'd like to go ahead and welcome Mark and Denise to the Adoption Focus podcast. Hi, guys.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Good morning. Thank you for being with us. I know that you guys had a challenging adoption situation and a journey, and that's what we're going to kind of talk about today. And I wanted to see if you could start us off by sharing a little bit about yourselves as well as your connection to adoption.
Well, our journey, we met very late in our lives, and like 37 and 42, and we got married later, and we decided we wanted to start a family right away, but unfortunately, it just didn't happen. I mean, we went through all the typical of a lot of people. Mm-hmm. We did all the IVF. We did all the, you know, we miscarried. We have all kinds of issues, and when that didn't work out, Mark and I talked it over, and we decided that we thought we would try to adopt, and then we chose the Adoption Associates as our group to help us go through this process for our domestic adoption.
Okay. And so you have now become parents through adoption, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
yes.
You sure did.
We have a beautiful baby boy.
Awesome. And I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about him as we go on. But last year is when you received the call, as we like to call it. That's the call that every adoptive parent waits for and dreams about, and tell us a little bit about that.
I think Denise Denise got the original call. So,
okay.
Right. Yeah, we're not expecting it. You guys say to us all the time how you're not going to know it, like you're not even going to realize it, and it's like shocking. It really was shocking. It's a phone call.
Yeah, but I think we had just come off. Had just come off vacation. We had gone to Las Vegas for a week, and we had come back, and we were a week out of vacation. Yeah. Or is that? No, we went. That's my brother. I'm sorry. That was earlier. And Denise got the call, and she ended up calling me at work, and she's like, "Honey, we have a baby."
Guess what?
And I was like, yeah, exactly. Just shocked. I was like, well, what? Okay.
Right.
Tell me more.
So this was obviously an exciting time for both of you, and the adoption process was moving forward as expected. Eventually, the time came where the birth parents voluntarily released their parental rights and asked that you adopt Ben. However, this isn't where your adoption story ends. In an effort to respect the privacy of everyone involved here, we won't discuss the specific circumstances and details. However, a legal situation did develop, which was completely beyond your control. You had prepared to be welcoming Ben into your home at this time and to be finally becoming a family, but now you found yourself facing an uncertain future, an outcome that was just unknown. Do you mind sharing about this, please? What was this like?
Yeah, so when we first got the call, meet the birth mom, and things went well there, and we enjoyed meeting with her, and she liked us. And then we, after that initial meeting, which was like a week later after getting the call, if maybe even not that far, we were able to go up and see Ben at Host Care, and that was wonderful. It was really, really cool. And the thing was, is that the Host Care was like an hour and a half away for us, so it wasn't something we could go every single day to go and see Ben. So we were going twice a week. So for the first few months,
We
saw Ben twice a week, and then we ran into that legal situation that Jennifer, that you were talking about, and that right
there.
It was
the day before we were supposed to bring him home.
Yeah, that right there was a total shock to both of us. In fact, I got the phone call from Adoption Associates saying that this might not go through, and I was home by myself, and I was just beside myself. Denise was at work, and I was sitting at home crying, wondering what I should do. Should I call Denise at work? Should I wait until she gets home? And finally, I just said, well, I got to call her. So I called her at work and told, I said, honey, you have to come home. And I think, Denise, that you kind of knew that something had gone wrong when I called you.
Yeah, that was... they had that sinking feeling of just, like, dread, like you don't want to go home, but, you know, you do, and you have to face the situation that, you know, we're told that, you know, it's a possibility, it's always a possibility that it might not work, but when you're told that it just, you know, tears you up, you know, our heart just hurts,
right.
And so that's kind of where we were at.
We had established a relationship by going to see Ben. We were, you know, he was becoming more and part of our lives by going to see him all the time, and then just to know that it could be just cut short, that we might not see him again, was just a sinking feeling.
Well, in addition to the relationship that you were developing with Ben, I think it's important to mention that you also were in the beginning stages of what you hoped to be a relationship with the birth mother as well, and you kind of felt like all of this was ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it was like the end of the story. Like, it's like everything, like this whole thing, this whole relationship that we had cultivated was now just being removed, and it was no longer part of our life.
Mm-hmm. So, our dreams and our hopes were kind of shattering.
Right. And I appreciate you guys being willing to revisit what was obviously a very difficult time for you personally and in your story toward parenthood. But and I do think it's hard within the format of this podcast for us to do justice in describing what this time was like for you guys. It was extremely difficult and an emotionally complex time. I'm wondering if there was ever a time in all of this that you consider just walking away from it all. Because while you found yourself in this complex legal situation, it wasn't done yet. I mean, there was still things that needed to happen and decisions that need to be made. So you didn't have a complete thumbs up on an adoption, but it also wasn't concluded either. So here you are in the middle of that. Did you ever talk amongst yourselves about, hey, we can't do this emotionally?
Yeah, we talked about it, and we had.
Should we? Shouldn't we?
Yeah, and we felt that we had come this far, and that we were gonna see it to the end. I mean, there was still a chance, and of course there was still not a chance, but at this point, I mean, we were in, and we couldn't just still sing. No more. I mean, as much as it hurt, as much as we could get hurt, we had to keep going. We had to see it to the very end and see exactly what would come up.
Why would you say that is? How did you get there? What was your thought process in deciding that we have to see this journey to the end?
I think part of that is that there was a little boy in the middle of all of this. And it as much as I want it to say it was all about Mark and I and about how we think, in the end, in our in my mind, it came down to a little boy and what I thought was best for a little boy. And what it was going to be was going to be. We were going to have no control over the situation. It was going to be determined, and we were totally out of that part of it. But I didn't want this little boy hurt, no matter what. And so I think we kind of put our emotional needs kind of in the back burner, I guess, maybe as a parent should, and focus on the forward process for a small child. And I think that's how I did it.
So initially, as would be the case for anyone, first it was about your own feelings and the shock that you were experiencing, and then you began that transition to saying, okay, this is about him, it's not about us. So there you were in the middle of, oh, please go ahead.
No, I think that that's what it was. I mean, I know that when we started our initial conversation and when we found out that this might not go through, the emotion that you go through is like you're angry, you're sad, you feel guilty, you feel upset, you know, you do. There's guilt involved in there of like, should we or shouldn't we? Are we making the right decisions to go forward, or should we walk away? Like, what is the best thing that we should do? And I think in the end, when we talked, the focus had to be about had to stop being about what Mark and I wanted, and it had to be about the little boy, because he has no control over any of this. This little boy is in a host family, and they're caring, and they loved him. They took such great care of him, but it's about him and his needs, I think, above any adults, and that's how our focus kind of went.
And obviously that wasn't like you woke up one morning and had this epiphany. It sounds like this was a kind of a process for you guys.
Yes, because that when we found out it happened, it's like we didn't even, like that first week, we kind of shut down and we didn't go up and we didn't visit him, and we had a really process, probably a good week in our brains of how we thought and what should we do, and we took a lot of guidance from Adoption Associates and helped us guide us on our path, because we didn't know what to do. We were kind of lost.
Sure. I mean, unless you've experienced this, no one would know what it feels like or what the choices are to make. So, and I do want to clarify, because we've mentioned host care in our conversation a couple of times, and that might be a term that many are not familiar with Adoption Associates. We are fortunate to have host homes, which are loving, wonderful couples who care for our babies in the interim between when the baby is born and when a legal plan for adoption is in place. And so that's where Ben was. And sometimes host care is needed in cases where the birth parents have not had time to put together their adoption plan and the baby is born and they know they want adoption for their child but have not yet selected a family. So, and that is what the circumstances were for you guys. When by the time you were notified, Ben was in the care of wonderful host parents, and that's where you met him for the first time. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking here about all of this time frame and you visiting Ben in host care, and here you are now in the middle of a complex adoption situation, which is not what you first thought you were entering into, but you're trying to remain positive and doing what you thought was best for Ben. I'm wondering if you had support of others, or were you feeling alone? This is a relatively unique circumstance, and sometimes the first time for most adoptive parents to find themselves in while waiting for this final outcome. What was helpful for you during this time, and who were your support people?
Well, honestly, I think because of the way the timing worked, I mean, a lot of our family thought we were going to get Ben that first time before all the legal things came up. And then we actually had to go back and tell our family that it wasn't going to happen, that things were uncertain now. At that time, I think Denise and I grew closer then, and we kind of, instead of relying on family, we kind of relied on each other to get through this, because, you know, we didn't really want to bring in the family and say, well, there's still a chance, but not have there be a chance. And I think we kind of took it amongst ourselves to kind of hold it tight to our chests and just kind of rely on each other to get through this last part of the journey.
Family were trying to be supportive. I mean, they wanted, but they also didn't want to step on our toes because they knew that, you know, this is really painful and this is really hard. And like, and what do you say to somebody who is, you know, I'm sorry, this isn't happening. I'm sorry you didn't get the little, you know, you didn't get your child. And we're, it's an emotional journey anyways. And so I at that point, I talked to my mom a little bit, but in general, I kind of kept things pretty quiet. And I think it's because it was just a way, for me, it was a way to protect myself, you know, emotionally, to kind of hold it in a chest. And we just were going to hold on, and we're going to hold on to each other and kind of and go forward and just let people know what they needed to know. And I let my mom know, and then she then let my family know. Like, she was my liaison to the group, because I didn't want to repeat it over and over again to other people because it hurts, you know. And it was hard enough having to go to work and tell people I work with. And then see these people and then the look on their faces and you know, they want to help you, but you're emotionally, you know, you're kind of messed up. You're kind of just, you know, you're anxious and you're upset and you know you have a lot longer to go to wait before the final outcome is going to occur anyways.
Mm-hmm. What was that time frame total before you guys knew what the final outcome would be?
Three and a half months.
Yeah, well, total time for the adoption was 3.5.
Total time.
From the time that we had the legal situation arise, it was another, 6 weeks, 8 weeks?
6 to 8 weeks, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, generally speaking, in life, we oftentimes, when someone goes through challenging or difficult times, they look back to find meaning or search for a better way to understand what has happened. We all have a tendency to do that. And I'm wondering, in reference to this adoption circumstance for you guys, what's your takeaway from this experience?
Well, the biggest thing that we took away, and Denise and I discussed this, is that we definitely learned patience more than anything during this entire time, because it wasn't anything we could just snap our fingers and fix. It wasn't anything we could just buy. It wasn't anything that we could do. We had to just sit back, and we just had to wait, and we had to do whatever we could to get through it. And, you know, that included making the decision to continue to see Ben at Host Care, even though we were uncertain of the outcome. We felt it best that we continued to develop a relationship with him, as much as it would hurt if we lost him, that we at least owe that to him, that we had started this relationship, that we would continue it. And that allowed us to kind of take that deep breath and just hold on to him and say, it's going to be okay, whatever comes up. But patience was the biggest thing, is that we just, one day at a time, one visit at a time.
And to accept the process, you know, when you start the process for adoption, you know, they talk about how, you know, all the legal stuff and all the dotting of the I's and crossing of the T's. And Mark and I, going through the adoption, even the early process, we got frustrated. You know, it's like, it's taking forever to get all this paperwork done. It's taking forever to get all this paperwork done. And we get, you know, angry and annoyed. Like, it can't go faster. But in the end, that was crucial, that the time was taken, that everything was, you know, everybody was given an opportunity to go through. And even though it seems like it goes on forever, it is something that is crucially important and that you need to take the time and allow the process to occur and to try to control your frustration, because you're frustrated. But honestly, in the long run, it's really important that it's all done and cared for. And then, you know, going to see Ben was really important. And on this note, to say that the pain would have been on us if we didn't get Ben. But the pain would have been there if we had gotten him and hadn't saw him. Mm. You know, if we hadn't have gone to see him every single time, I would have been very upset and guilty feeling that this poor child was alone in Host Care, and then he would have come to live with us and these couple of weeks later and not know us. And I didn't want him fearful, no matter what. I wanted him to recognize us and to know who we were, because, you know, he's getting older and he was aging. Not that he's old, but, you know, 3 months, he's starting to recognize things and know people. And it became really important that he saw us on a regular basis.
And I imagine that was quite a celebration the day you finally did get to bring him home.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We were excited and exhausted.
Exhausted and excited, and yeah, it was a wonderful homecoming.
Absolutely.
It was great to be able just to take a deep breath and say everything is done finally, and it made it that much better just to know it was done, and it almost like when you work hard for something and you finally get your accomplishments and working hard that you finally get the fruits of your labor. So.
And it seems, you know, at the time that you're in this difficult situation, you wonder, will this happen, or what will this look like at the end, or will the end ever come? What is the end? Mm-hmm. And you guys did see the journey to the end, and, you know, I think it sounds like you gained a lot of wisdom in the prospect, too, in the process of all of that. And now you're a beautiful family, and later today, for those of you that are listening, check out Adoption Associates Facebook page, where we will post a picture of Mark and Denise and their beautiful, beautiful little boy, Ben. And Mark and Denise, I really do appreciate the time that you've given and pouring out of your hearts and just being so candid about your experience.
Thank you for having us.
For those of you that are interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2367. Do remember that we're live on Tuesdays at 11 for Adoption Focus podcast. You can also connect with Adoption Associates on the web at adoptionassociates.net. Continue to listen, learn, and grow in adoption with Adoption Focus. Thank you, everyone. For now, this is Jennifer. Have a great day. Bye-bye.